Log Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So as I always let the listeners know, because we do have a lot of new listeners that has tuned in on tonight for the first time, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer, which we are about to do. I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree as we go into prayer. But before I do that, let the listeners know, because we have a lot of people that be dialing in, I'm letting you all know now that I am starting to do a new thing. I'm opening up the phone lines for all those that dialed in. I'm opening up the phone lines so that after the word has gone forth, if you would desire to give words of encouragement or have questions for those that deliver God's word over this worldwide platform, that you can do so after the message has gone forth. But right now, we're going to go into prayer. Please touch and agree with me in prayer, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, we, your children, we are coming together, touching and agreeing that you are God, and you are God all by yourself, and you're God alone. You are the great I Am, the Most High God. So we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, recognizing who you are, thanking you for just another day that you have allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. We come now, Lord, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. blot out all of our iniquities so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we know that we are not exempt. So that's why we are so grateful for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that we can come through him and be forgiven of all of our sins and transgressions. Thank you in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are. You know where they are. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver and set free your people, Heavenly Father, that they will be delivered and healed, and they will not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness and let the world know that it is you who have healed them. You have delivered and set free, that you will be glorified in the name of Jesus. We come also, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that have agreed on tonight. We lift up our sister in Christ, sister Regina King, the movie actress. You know who she is. We lift up her and her husband. Their son has committed suicide. So we don't know the circumstances behind that, but we know that you know all about it. So continue to comfort and strengthen her and all those that have lost loved ones. We continue to lift up Brother Cornelius, whose sister was funeralized on this week. They have lost 5 members in their family within the last 8 months. So we know that their hearts are heavy. So we know that you're able to comfort and strengthen them, not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength. Let them remember to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. We now, Lord, pray and ask that you be moved by your Spirit as your word goes forth, that the word will be received on tonight, that you will get the glory. We continue to bless and thank you for every listener that faithfully tunes in to this robot ministry. We even thank you for those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time, that you will get the glory and that they will be able to hear your word and receive your word. And we pray now, Lord, that you would just have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. And this goes for me as well. It goes for every believer on tonight. The spiritual food for thought comes to us asking, do you truly love Jesus more than the world? Again, tonight's scripture food for thought. Do you truly love Jesus more than the world? I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You're always welcome to email me at James, all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do want the listeners to know that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Once again, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs that are played on this music, on this ministry platform. In the form of announcements, I want you all to please jot down these dates. For those that are tuned in faithfully, you already know the schedule, but God has opened so many doors for this ministry and mobile platform. Now, all prisons all of the United States are able to hear this worldwide ministry and platform. And I am so grateful for what God is doing. I thank God that I'm now able to share my church family. I want to give a shout-out to my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. That ministry is also now being able to be heard to prisoners. And every church that I download or send forth to that ministry website, the prisoners all over the United States are being able to hear God's word and be saved through God's word, and we give God the glory for it. So in the form of announcements, normally every first Thursday night we have Deacon Marvin Cox who brings forth God's word. And for those of you that knows Deacon Marvin Cox as you tune into this ministry, know that he suffers with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out of the house. He crawls around on the floor. But he is still been a faithful doer of God's word. So normally every first Thursday night, he delivers God's word over this worldwide platform. He shares a poem first, then he delivers God's word. But I have a special guest coming forth on the first Thursday night in February, none other than Pastor Rondell Brown. He will be bringing forth God's word on the first Thursday in February. Every first Saturday night, we have Minister Tawan Eppinger, a young minister of the gospel. He is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Azil Tillman Jr. is the pastor and where I serve as their musician. So Minister Tawan Eppinger brings forth God's word every first Saturday night. Then we have every second Thursday night, we have Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Slidesville, Louisiana. She brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform. Then we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He comes back again every second Saturday night. Every third Thursday night, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He delivered God's word. If you missed this past Thursday night's broadcast, I thank God for this ministry. All the programs are kept in archives, so you can always go back to anyone and pull them up and listen to them and be blessed by God's word. So Overseer Joseph E. Jackson comes forth bringing God's word every third Thursday night from Washington, D.C. Then every third Saturday night, we have Deacon Eddie Blakely. He is the Sunday school superintendent at the Morning Star Baptist Church. He delivers God's word. I have a special guest for the fourth Thursday night, Pastor Mark Holloway. He is the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Harper Woods, Michigan. Pastor Mark Holloway will be delivering God's word on the fourth Thursday night in February. Normally we have Prophetess Shelby Walker Shy out of Conyers, Georgia. She normally brings the word on the fourth Thursday night, but I have scheduled him to bring the word that night. And then we have Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Again, he will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. He is the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So again, please have your Bibles, pencils, and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. We just give God the glory for what he's doing over this worldwide platform. It's marvelous in our eyes, and it's not of our doing. We just want to give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing. Before Pastor Norman King brings forth God's word, he is going to share with us in the form of a music break. I normally do a music break song, but he's going to do his song before he brings forth the message. And the song is titled Jira by Elevation Workshop in Maverick City, in the Maverick City group. That's going to be the song that Pastor Norman King is going to pray for us as a music break song. And following the music break, Pastor Norman King will go directly into God's word. I now yield the mic to you, Pastor Norman King.
Now, to God be glory. I'm so humbly grateful for another opportunity for where I've been privileged to be here tonight by God's grace and his mercy. I don't take it lightly, but I'm so grateful, and I pray strength to you, Cousin James, for continued steadfast and being obedient to the Lord and what he has called and have assigned for you to do. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity. So we're going to go into this song. Amen. To God be the glory.
I hear
That's an awesome song. Say, when I have you, I have enough. You are my provider. The Lord God is our provider. He provides. Amen. Providing all that I've ever need. Amen. Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, that I may decrease, that you increase, that your hearers of your word will be open and sensitive to your holy presence, that they hear you and not me. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. And it is so, I'm grateful. I am so grateful to be here tonight. Amen. And I'm just so excited. That song that dropped in my spirit early part of the week, and I've just been driving and playing it. Sliding back on YouTube to keep on listening to it, because that's what the Lord does with me when he put certain songs on me. Amen. And I just want to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for just for filling me up. Amen. Thank you for the joy that I have, the unspeakable joy that I have. And thank you for the people who you send across my path. And amen. And I want to be sensitive. I know I prayed a prayer, y'all, but I just have I feel right now in the spirit. Amen. I just thank God for his many awareness. Amen. You know, we don't always see it. Amen. But when we do see it, amen, and then in retrospect, he brings stuff back to us. Amen. And shows that he was there too. Amen. So tonight, we're looking at the scripture tonight, coming out of the third John. Amen. Third John, the third book of John in the back, the first chapter, verse 2. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. Amen. I pray
Amen.
That I pray that in every way you may succeed. In
yes,
every
sir.
Way. My sermon topic tonight is snap out of it. Snap out of it. Amen. Just snap out of it. Amen.
Amen.
New year. God has done so many great things, seen and unseen. Amen. He sent me by tonight to share a word with you. Beloved, I pray that in, I like how he says, that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health. Just to amplify it. Physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. Amen. And what I want to talk about tonight, I want to talk about emotions. Amen. We live in a time that there's so many people that's dealing with some great depressions and emotional stricken. Amen. And I remember growing up when Cousin James, we didn't really hear about that word emotions.
That's right.
We didn't hear about the word anxiety. Amen. But I'm not hopping on anybody tonight. What I want to do tonight is just share God's word. Amen. And Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. He provides. He has already provided everything that we need.
Yes, sir.
Through Jesus. Through Jesus. Amen. We talk about the finished works. What God wants us to do? He wants us to grab a hold through obedience and allow the Holy Spirit full reign, full rule. Amen. So it won't be nothing that on our part that will hinder the promises of God. Amen.
With that
being said, I want to share the first chapter, verses 4 through 8. I'm reading tonight from the Amplifier. I like how it amplifies this, what I'm saying. Verse 4, while being together and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, talking about Jesus, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water. Amen. But you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. Now, the word I want us to look here in verse 5 is empowered. He said, but you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. You will be empowered. Empowered means having the knowledge, confidence, means, or ability to do, amen, things or make decisions for oneself. Now, what it means to feel empowered, that's another question. It means to be confident and in control of your life. Well, you see, we have been delegated some authority, my brothers and sisters. Amen?
That's right.
And because we've been delegated some authority, that means we ought to have control of our life. Amen. Some of us are waiting for God to do which he already done. He has not that he's going to provide. Come on, church. He's already provided. Amen?
Yeah.
So we got
That's
to
right.
take. Listen, we have gotten to take authority over our emotions. Amen? Yes, we do. So in other words, I'm trying to say tonight, snap out of it. Get out of the rut. Quit wrestling. Cast down these imaginations. Amen? Take control over your emotions. Amen? We are a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Our spirit, amen, is the image and likeness of God. Amen. Our soul is our five senses, how we reason, how we think. Amen. Our emotions and our soul. That's the area that the devil attacks. Amen. We talk about the believer. Come on. It really just applies to all people. Amen. It's just when I say believer, that means that we have acknowledged, we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But we were designed by God to master our life, not to let life master us. Come on, church. I'm going to say it again. We were designed by God to master our life and not let our life master us. So for whoever this word is for tonight, snap out of it. Snap out of it. Amen? And take authority over your emotions. Amen? We got to control our emotions. Amen? Other words, allow the Holy Spirit. We have been empowered. That's what Jesus was saying. Amen? Then verse 6, back to Acts. Verse 6 says in the first chapter, so when they had come together, they asked him repeatedly, Lord, are you at this time reestablishing the kingdom and restoring it to Israel? He said to him, talking about Jesus, it is not for you to know the times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his what? Own authority. Now he's coming back to them now. But you will receive power.
Yes.
And he's also saying this to us too. Come on, y'all. It applies to us too. But you will receive power and ability. I love how the amplifies it, right? But you will receive power and ability what? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You tell people what? About me. Amen. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm telling you about Jesus. He said, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. Amen. So if you were in a rut tonight, if you were in your flesh, if you were in your emotion because this, that, and the other, because what he said, she said, whatever. Amen. God sent me by tonight to tell you, snap out of it. And take authority, what, over your emotions. Amen. Snap out of it. Amen. I'm going to say again, we were designed by God to master life. Yes. Yes. Romans 11:29 says that the gifts and calling of God is irrevocable. In other words, what it's saying, God does not change his mind for what he called you and me unto. What he has gifted us to do, he don't change his mind. So we got to reach everything that God has ordained for us. We got to go for it. Come on, church. Come on. Amen. Everything. Mm-hmm. I got another verse I'm going to share with you. In Matthew 7, let me see where I'm at. Amen. Let me get to my notes. Matthew 7. I'm going to read verse 7. And 8 in the Amplified. Then we'll get back to my point. Matthew 7 and 8, Amplified says this, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps knocking, it will be open. So snap out of it. That's your word tonight. snap out of it and take authority over your emotions. God had to speak to Joshua. You know, customary back in those days when it was mourned, he gave you a month. Yeah, come on, 30 days. After that, it's time to snap out. Snap out of it. Amen. You know who you are. You know, then God sent me by to tell you to snap out of it. I'm going to share with you the word. This is what God told Joshua. Because Joshua had some issues. He didn't want to face that what he had been ordained to do. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He had to speak to him. He said in Joshua 1 and 1, now it happened after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord, here we go, y'all, the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant attendant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise to take his place. Cross over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land which I am giving to them, the sons of Israel. I have given you every place. Come on, y'all. And he said it then, he's saying it now. Step out of it. I have given you every place on which the sole of your feet treads, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness of Arabia in the south and this Lebanon in the north, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates in the east, and the land of the Hittites, Canaan. Come on. Amen. But he goes on to tell them, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So Jesus is saying, I will give you power. Amen. Amen. So what I'm trying to say, you have been what? Empowered. Amen. That's another message tonight. Amen. In other words, I'm saying you got power. Don't try to get what you already got. Come on, church. Come on. Come on now. Come on. You're trying to seek for something that you already got. Snap out of it. You're looking. You're looking, but you already got it, amen? So he said, he had to tell Joshua, look here, Josh. Hey, yo, Josh, look here, I'm with Moses. I'm going to be with you. So he had to let him know. He said, look here, I will not fail you or abandon you. Snap out of it. The same thing that God told Joshua, he's telling you tonight through me. He's telling you through me, according to what's this first, Joshua 1, verse 5, it says, no man will be able to stand before you to oppose you as long as you live. Just as I was present with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and confident and courageous, for you will give these people an inheritance, the land which I swore to the fathers and ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Come on. Snap out of it. I can stop right now, really. I'm going to keep on going. Come on, huh? He said, snap out of it. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful. Now, I'm still in the word, y'all. This is the seventh verse. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything. Here we go. Here we go, y'all. He said, be careful to do everything in accordance the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Now, don't turn from it to your right or to the left, so that you may prosper. Here's the prosper word again. Prosper and be successful wherever you go. Amen? So what is saying, y'all? We have the Holy Ghost. Amen? Jesus came and fulfilled everything that was written.
Oh, yes,
there he sits on the right-hand side of the Father. He sit down the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Come on. You say you waiting on a change. Your change already came. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm trying to stir somebody tonight. I'm trying to stir somebody to know that you already got the power. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You sitting there waiting on the power when the power's already been given. Amen? You already been given the power. Amen. I'm going to say again, you have already been given the power. But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit come upon you and you will be my witnesses. Amen. That's verse 8. But then verse 5, let me go back to verse 5. I like how verse 5 reads. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered. So I want to say to somebody tonight, you have been what? Empowered. You got the power, so snap out of it. Amen. In Jesus' name, snap out of it. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God has already provided it already. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Now we got the Holy Spirit. God says, I am enough for you. Come on, church. Why are you seeking other sources? Amen. Now, you got resources, but your source is God.
That's right.
Amen. He is your source. And God is saying, I'm Jehovah Jireh. I am enough for you. We either going to be blessed or we're going to be cursed. Amen? We got to reach everything that God has ordained for us. When I say reach, I'm talking about in the spirit.
That's right.
In the spirit. See, we don't get past the soul because that's where we have these anxiety attacks. This is where we got these emotional swings. Amen? But I come to like to tell you, take authority over your emotion, because you were designed, I was designed by God to master our life and not let life what? Master us. So snap out of it. Amen. See, flesh is a mindset that goes against God's will. Let me say it again.
That's right.
Flesh is a mindset that goes against God's will. So snap out of it, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. What happens when we allow the circumstances to overtake us? We know what happens, because we victimize ourselves by a lot of self-infliction. But I come by tonight to tell you, snap out of it. Snap out of it. Amen. Take authority. Amen. Come on, somebody. I say again, take authority over your emotions. Beloved, I'm back to 3 John 1:2. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Amen. And be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I'm not going to get into some fine points of this verse, because the main thing tonight I want to talk about is taking authority over what? Our emotions. Amen. It's a mindset. We got to line up, y'all. Our spirit got to line up. Amen? God created us. I'm saying God created us to control our emotions. Amen? Not let our emotions control us. So I say again, snap out of it and take authority over your emotions. Amen? Because some of us is operating with perverted emotions. As you hurt now, you're going to hurt somebody else. Come on, come on, church. Come on, come on. Come on. But I want someone to receive this word tonight, and I want you to receive, take authority over your emotions, because you got the power. And the power you got is the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. I'm going to say again, you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. We got the Holy Ghost. You can have authority over your emotions. Yes, you can. I'm going to say it again. You can have authority over your emotions. So snap out of it. You receive this word. Amen. We have to dominate what? Our emotions. Snap out of your rut that you're in. Take authority. Be accountable. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. We got to take control. When I say we, because we've been given delegated authority. Amen. See, God wants you to, look, Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, why? Because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. So we start teaching like this here, but God has said, I want you to have understanding. Solomon said the same thing. And all you're getting, what? Get understanding.
That's the
Amen?
Word.
See, Christian believers must diligently heed to God's word. Amen? A believer must heed to what God has said, not what he's saying. Come on, church, here we go. What he already has said. Amen? A believer must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm going to say again, the believer must be strong in the Lord and in the power, what, of his might. Amen? The believer. The word. Strong means power. The believer must possess power, might, and strength as he walks through the course of this life. Snap out of it. Take authority over your emotions. Amen? Is that all right, church? Snap out of it. Take control. Use your delegative authority. That's what God was telling Joshua. Look, man, I gave you 30 days. What's up? You still want to hide inside behind my eye, huh? You got to be the head, not the tail. Come on, somebody.
That's
huh?
That's
so he said, I gave you 30. It's time to arise, huh? God tell him somebody like, it snap out of it. Snap, snap, snap out of it. I've learned that most of us know what the problem is, huh? And some of us wait for somebody to tell you what you already know. Amen? According to Luke 1:37, it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
That's right. Huh?
For with God nothing shall be impossible, according to Luke 1:37. So whatever you're going through right now that you letting be a stronghold over you, snap out of it. Amen? Step out of it. To God be the glory. Amen? See, we got to control our emotions. We must control our emotions. Don't your emotions, your emotions will control you. But I'm going to reiterate again. You and I can have authority over our emotions if we take heed to God's word and that you see that it's already been given. Amen? We have to dominate our emotions. Take authority over what? Our emotions. Amen? Let me find this scripture. It's another verse I want to read. Let's see. It's 2 Corinthians 10. Let's see. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. For though we walk in the flesh as mortal men, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are, here we go, y'all, our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? I'm going to read that again. For the, listen, he said, our weapons, believer, are divinely powerful. This is the Amplified. For the destruction of fortress. Verse 5. We are destroying sophisticated arguments. Come on. I'm talking about emotions. Take authority over your emotions, right? Verse 5. We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And know what we're doing with it? Let me keep reading. And we are taking every thought, come on, Brother James, and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6, being ready to punish every act of disobedience when your own obedience as a church is complete. So snap out of it and take authority over your, what, emotions. We are not to be puppets. Get on the move and snap out of it. We ought to have, we have to dominate. Here we go. Our emotions. We're not to be nobody's puppet. Amen?
Mm-hmm. That's
we
right.
Got to take control. Cast down every thought. Amen? We're talking about using our God divinely given abilities that God has ordained for you and for me. Okay? Paul said something else here, y'all. He said, now I, Paul, urge you by the gentleness and graciousness of Christ, I who am meek, so they say, when with you face to face, but bold, outspoken, and fearless toward you when absent, I ask that when I do come, I will not be driven to boldness. No, that's not the one I want to read. That's not the right one. So just disregard that one, amen? Control your life. Control your thought life, amen? Take authority over your emotions, amen? It's a choice.
Amen.
It's a choice. So control your thought life. We have to be, what you have been thinking about will affect you, whether good or bad. And I thank God for opportunity that he has given me. Remember, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. The Lord has already provided. He said, I am enough for you. See, we got Jesus, y'all. We got the Holy Ghost. Amen? So that's what I'm saying. He's already provided already. See, he wants you to get your mind focused on the reality of his consciousness that's so ever present and available to you and for me. Amen. He wants us to get into his zone, that God zone. So the Holy Spirit would not be continuous suffocated. That we'll be able to, as I say, levitate. Amen. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. He will give you whatever you need to get the job done here on earth. Amen. We got work to do. We got work to do. Come on now. But God wants you to snap out of your rut. Step out. Step out of it. And take authority over what? Your emotions. Amen. Remember what I said earlier. We was designed by God to master our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not for our life to master us. Amen. You got your power. You being empowered. I say again, empowered means having the knowledge, confidence, means or ability to do things or make decisions, what, for yourself. And what it means to feel empowered, it means that you're confident, and in control of your life. When somebody raises their nasty head up to try to knock you down, you got to be confident that the Holy Spirit, if you don't suffocate, that you allow the Holy Spirit to come up and take care of that situation that's before you. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I pray and I hope in my prayer that someone has received what they supposed to receive on this night. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you for that word. I needed word for such a time as this. Somebody needed to hear that word on tonight. Yes, Jesus, he is more than enough. I hear people going about somebody, I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you, especially if you are saved in Jesus' name. He's waiting on you to be about your Heavenly Father's business on earth so that you can draw others to Jesus Christ so that they can be saved as well. So you got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You got to know your own God purpose. So we thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, for delivering this word on tonight. that someone has received this word on tonight, that God's word has not gone out void, is going to accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do, even on this night. So right now, again, the phone lines are open for anyone. If anyone would like to have any words of encouragement to Pastor Norman King, or if anyone have any questions at this time, you're free to do so right now.
Hello?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Hello? This
yes,
is our mother. And I was just listening to the man of God, how he brought out the word. And I am, it just helped me so much when I hear the word. And when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So seek, we had to seek first, seek his face. And he said, if we don't lean to our own understanding, everything going to be over. Just like when you go to somebody's house and you knock on the door and they won't let you in. But God is not a God like that. But if you seek him, and you'll find him, and then the door will be open. Thank God
yes,
for
Lord.
Your brother. And thank God for the word tonight.
Amen, Mother Phillips. Thank you. That was one of our church mothers from Greater Silver Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member. Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr. is our pastor and shepherd. Mother Phillips, we thank you for encouraging our man of God on tonight, Pastor Norman King. Is there anyone else that might have a question or want to give words of encouragement?
Brother King, this is Sister Walker. You were talking about confidence. So someone that's kind of weak in their confidence, how do they go about building up that confidence so that they will realize that they have the power and authority?
I would say just spend more time alone with God. You know,
amen.
Less time with TV and less time with music. If it's at that point in your life, you need to seek more time alone with
God. Excuse me, Pastor Norman King. Excuse me, Pastor King. Can you come closer to your phone so you can be heard? There
okay.
you go. There you go.
That's better. That's better, right? Okay. Just the relationship part. We just got to spend more quality time with him through prayer and you know, like turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and even if you're still working, you know, in the workforce, you know, like what I do on my job, I'm a diesel mechanic, so I take my little Bluetooth speaker, you know, and I just put myself I call it God zone. You know what I mean? Because there's so many distractions today and time we live in, you know.
Right.
And
that's
why the Bible says lay aside every weight that so easily beset us, right? So we got to get our mind stayed on Jesus, amen. So, yes, the conflict comes when you begin to – see, there's different ways to fast. Sometimes a fast could be just you getting into your quiet place. Amen. You know, and you hearing the Holy Spirit. Because, see, the Holy Spirit, is like I said in Revelation 3:20, is knocking at your door. Huh? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let me in and sup with you. So, you know, so just spend more quality time with the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen. Amen.
I'm a witness. That's a true fact, Pastor King. I'm a witness. You sure is right about that. That's a true fact. I can verify that my own self. So, yeah, sometimes we have to, like you said, turn off the TV, get in your quiet zone so when you pray and when you meditate, not only that, you will be able to also hear from God through the Holy Spirit because he will speak to you. If you don't do all the talking, sometimes God wants to speak to us. Sometimes we got to do our prayer and then sit back and let the Lord talk to us so he can reveal to us what we need to know.
Amen.
That he's going to get the glory from through it all. So that's what it's about. God is giving the glory.
Hey, Cousin James.
Go ahead, Pastor King.
I want to read this. You know, your church member was quoting Matthew 6:33, so I got it up on the Amplifiers.
Right.
I want to read it in Amplifiers. I love how the Amplifiers just amplifies things, right? It says that Matthew 6:33, but she said about seeking, right? It says, but first and most importantly, seek, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. And then 34 says, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen.
Man.
So in other words, what you just read, you just made it more plainer, you made it more clearer than the King James Version.
Yes. Yes, amplified.
So that's what it goes back to what the word says. It goes back to all of, out of all that getting, get understanding. And so sometimes the Lord,
yes.
And I think these the other scriptures and other Bibles, sometimes they're almost like parables. They let us see a story. They speak to us like through a story, like Jesus did, spoke to the people through parables where they can see a story and they'd be able to receive the word and get it more clearer.
You know, the lady that was talking about confidence, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was just I was talking to Cousin James before the show tonight about that confident thing. And one thing, another thing that helps me, too, is that I've learned through my years is when God give me a word, write it down.
There you go.
When you're in the bed at nighttime, have your pad. You ain't got to turn
that's
the light on. Just know where it's at and start scribing. Amen. Because I was just told by somebody today that said that you be writing all kind of stuff. I said, I sure do. I write stuff. I learned this a long time ago. I say I'm going to wait till tomorrow. No, don't wait till tomorrow. When God give you word, you need to write it down right then. Because he's checking
you. That's
right.
The devil is still from
you. He's checking you. Amen.
That's it.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Gwen. Thank you, Sister Gwen and Mother Phillips. Thank you all for encouraging Pastor King on tonight. And thank you for those important questions that someone else will be able to be blessed by those questions and they get a more clearer understanding of what Pastor King was saying to us through the word on tonight. And that's why I thank God that we're able to open up the phone lines now, that those that are listening in, be able to ask questions and give our men and women of God that deliver God's word over this worldwide platform, they can be encouraged and get another view from the men and women of God that deliver the word. And that's why I'm so grateful that this ministry and platform is kept in archives. Anyone that did not get a chance to listen to the program live, they can always go back through the week and pull up the website, go to the website and pull it up. And listen to all the different men and women of God that have come across this worldwide platform delivering the good news of Jesus Christ, that
Amen.
They can be strengthened by God's word. And that's what it's all about, God being glorified. And that's what this ministry and platform is all about. It's not about me. It's not about Pastor King or anyone else to deliver God's word. We're just vessels, ambassadors and servants of God, doing what he has called us to do, deliver his word, that he would get the glory. So right now, we're getting ready to close out in prayer. And I'm going to close my closing song after the prayer will be, I Give You Praise. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this worldwide platform. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have opened new doors for men and women of God that have never come across this worldwide platform before that will be coming forth in the very near future, delivering your word and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for those that are regulars that come forth delivering the word of God over this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We know that it is marvelous in our eyes, and we give you the glory and honor and praise for it. And we thank you for opening the new doors that this worldwide ministry and platform can be heard throughout the prisons all over the United States. And we know that you're going to open even more doors. And we're giving you thanks, glory, and praise even in advance for what you're yet to do through this worldwide ministry platform, because there's nothing too hard for you. And we thank you that your word lets us know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn in Jesus' name. And we thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask that you will continue to bless all those that are faithfully tuning in to this worldwide ministry, even those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time, whether it's by phone or through social media. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Bless you all.
Heart.
With all my heart.
soul.
Before we go off the air on tonight, I want your listeners to know that this coming Thursday night, I have a young woman of God from Greater Grace Church. Well, this Pastor David Ellis is the pastor at Greater Grace Temple. She is the author of the book titled The Question Inside of Me. In other words, she was adopted, and she never knew who her real parents were. So God has blessed her to write a book that's going to encourage others. Those that are giving up hope on trying to find out who their real mothers and fathers are, she's going to be my guest on this coming Thursday night. Again, the title of her book is The Question Inside of Me, An Adopted Daughter Quest for Connection with Her Real Parents. So someone needs to be tuning in on tonight. If you know of anyone that may be in that situation that's trying to find out who their real parents are, you want to tune in this coming Thursday night and be blessed by this author of this book. Again, she is a member of the Greater Grace Temple Church, where Bishop Charles David Ellis is the pastor and shepherd. So we thank God for her, and we're looking forward to what God is going to say through her and how she's going to be a blessing to the listeners.
Child.